Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. Lately, I've been thinking about what if my thinking is just slightly messed up. Not completely messed up, just slightly. Would it really matter? Or can I live my life just slightly messed up and not be too bad? In other words, I wonder sometimes, do I obey God out of fear or out of love? And does it actually matter? Obeying God because I love Him sounds more noble, but there are times where I would obey Him because I fear Him. As an educator, one of the things I realize is that people learn in different ways, and they learn in a progressive way. There are some times where conditioning is very important. In other words, if I had a child who wanted to touch a stove, but they didn't understand what it meant to be burned, I would tell them, well, don't touch the stove, because if you do, you're going to get a spanking. I really don't want them to touch a stove, but it's not because of their fear of wanting a spanking that I want them not to touch the stove. I want them to not touch the stove because they're going to get burnt. But right now, since they don't know what that means, I need to give them something that they do understand. As they get older and they're in their teens or their 20s or they're having a family of their own, I certainly hope that they realize that they can touch the stove carefully, because if they don't, they'll get burnt. And if they're still staying away from the stove because they're afraid that I'm going to spank them, then I never really taught them anything in life. It's really okay to obey God because we're afraid if we don't that we're going to have some consequence in life that we don't desire, because that could very well be true. If a child touched a stove when they shouldn't, they would get a consequence that they would not want, and I know that, so I keep them away from the stove. However, we need to work at education, not just conditioning, but actually educating the mind, so that as somebody gets older, they realize why they shouldn't touch the stove. As I get older, I do more because I love people and I love God, and less because I fear people and I fear God. It's not that I shouldn't fear God, because that's a healthy situation, but I fear God in a reverential way where when He says something, I listen to Him whether I understand it or not, knowing that one day the real goal is to do it because I actually understand and not just because I fear. Fearing God is the beginning of wisdom, but I think the end game of wisdom is loving God. And you start off by fearing Him, and you transfer that fear one day to loving Him because you see that His motives are all about you and what's best for you. God loves you, and He wants you to listen to Him because He loves you. This is Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team, a division of SilverBirchRanch.org on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.